this is a different show schedule.
Yeah, we found a different schedule.
Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, Siman Reish Samach Dalet is actually a bunch of technical halachas. There's a mitzvah to learn even the technical halachas. Whatever the world is learning that day, that's what Be'ezer Hashem we're going to learn. Okay, so the Mechaber writes as following. Ein osim psila l'ner shel Shabbos. You can't make a wick for a candle. Bein ner shel shulchan, bein kol ner shemadak b'ayis. B'dover sha'ur eino nechaz bo. El nisrach svivav, if you have something that the flame doesn't grab it well, but it dances around it, it surrounds the wick, vashel heves kofetzes, and the flame jumps, kigon tsemer, like wool, v'seiru kiyotzeben, ela midover shahur nislabo, kigon pishtan nefutza uveget sheish, v'tsemer gefen, v'kambers ukeyotzeben. So there are different types of materials, some that light well and some that don't light well. And one is not allowed to use the neiros that do not light well. To this day, one has to be careful that the neiros that one uses are neiros that one will not come litot, that you won't come to lean them. Because that was the chash. The chash is that if you're going to use these wicks that don't light well, so then you're going to come to lean the oil against the wick, and that would be mavir on Shabbos itself. The Rama adds, v'im hidlik b'dvar ma'asurim, and if you use these things that are asur, asur l'shtamish la'oro, so then in such a case, you're not allowed to derive benefit from that that light, because we're afraid you're going to be mate. So here's an interesting heter. If one of the candles are one that you're allowed to use, so then even though lichatchila you're not allowed to use any of those candles, but b'di'eved you'd be able to derive benefit. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that the reason for that is that once he knows that there was a candle that was lit appropriately, then he'll remember not to come to tilt the candle, which is a little bit of a chiddush that the Agos Mardechi is introducing. The Ramah is quoting Agos Mardechi. It's a little bit of a chiddush because at the end of the day, this candle's not working so well. So then I'm going to have a Yetzirah to come and lean it over. Nevertheless, the halacha is that that it's permissible.
Why is it that he just doesn't have to be mate because he has
no? But that's no, because at the end of the day, could be he's going to want more light. Could be at the end of the day he's going to want more light. The Mishnah Berurah also adds, that's what the Mishnah Berurah, what I just said is the Mishnah Berurah in the second line, Sifkatan Hay. In the fourth line in Sifkatan Hay, the Mishnah Berurah then says that when it comes to there are some Rishonim who say that the appropriate girsa is not that there's one candle, but there is one candle in one room. He quotes, "Ube'el Yerabe Kaser Shekavanas Rama Haynu Dafke Ba'osa Cheder Atzmo." Only in that room itself, in that room, it'll serve as a reminder. But the rest of the house, it would not serve as a reminder. Just in terms of the materials over here, so we had semer. Semer is what is wool. Seyar is hair. Those things are things that do not light well. Semar, the assumption is, does not light well. So when I was zocha to learn this from Rav Nevin, so that's what I do. I don't spend a lot of time researching these halachos because of my other responsibilities. So what this is we learn Mishnah Berurah, and I tell you what I heard from Rav Nevin Sal Shlita. So Rav Nevin Sal, when he taught this to me, so he said, I don't understand why Talmidim come over and ask me whether they could use tzitzis to light for candles, for Hanukkah menorah or Shabbos, if Beferish it says over here that the tzemer doesn't light well, it's Kedarko brilliant art. Yeah, in other words, the tzitzis had already been worn out. So there is an inyan lahalacha to use one mitzvah for the next. So to use it. So that was Rav Nevinsal's observation. Okay.
If
Im niskaven lahavos hapsila kidei lahosef ora asim. Im niskaven lahakshos hapsila kidei shetei omedes v'lo tishal shalamata mutter. So if he wraps a davar shemadlikin bo on a davar shemadlikin bo, so if his intention is to strengthen the wick, so then in such a case you have a chashash shemiyata. However, if he doesn't, so then in such a case it's mutter. Umitamze mutter lichloch davar shemadlikin bo agabi gemi o kash kidei litein hapsila ba shashis. And based on this, one would be allowed to lichroch, to fold davar shemadlikin bo on an item that is not one that one could be madlik, if the goal is to prop it up in a glass. Hagot nosen gargar shel melech grishel pul al pi aner be'er Shabbos kedei sheyedolek yafe. They also used to use these food items, a melach. So Rashi, Mishnah Berurah explains this: if katan yud fisha melech salt solas hashemen shetimashech achar apsila. To use salt actually helps to drag the oil towards the wick. Shel pul kedei lanicha psila alav. They would use a pul. A pul is a bean. They would use a bean to put the psila on top of it. Rav Nevinzal asked me when he read this Mishnah Berurah that he doesn't understand why this would be permissible. At the end of the day, bizui ochlin is aser. So he thought that for bizui ochlin, one, at first glance, one should not be allowed to be able to use the pool. But obviously, we don't paskin that way. He just left it off as sarachiyun. Sif gimel. Eman likin ner l'shabbos el mishemen hanimshach achar psila. Not only does you have particular halachos of the type of wick, but also the type of oil. Ulufichach ein medalkin bezeves v'lo b'shava v'lo b'shemen ha'osim yitzemer gefen v'lo alya v'lo v'chelev. Once upon a time, the wax that they used was not the wax that we have today. It was a wax that was not as strong, and it was more of a liquidy type of what we call shava today. Bottom line is something that's harder and lights better than was the shava in those days, and that liquefied shava would not be acceptable. V'chein emad likin be'itram epnei shereicha ravi enichen v'yetzei v'lo b'tzrim epnei shereicha nodev shem yistapik menu nimsa mischayim mishum mechabe. In all those cases, we're afraid he's going to lean over and he'll be over, he'll take from it and he'll be over on mechabe. So here the chashash is that he's going to take out the oil, and any time a person takes out the oil, then he'll be over from Mechabe. Now the Rishonim ask, Gemara discusses, when you take out the oil, why are you over Mishum Mechabe? Because this Tosis discusses in the end of the third parak of Kira, at the end of the day, that should be Gram Kibui. The Gemara discusses, if you have a fire, and I put down barrels that are full of water, so and the fire eventually reaches it, that's called Gram Kibui. So the Chur, at first glance, if you're taking out the oil, so eventually you're causing it to go out early, but not the moment that you take out. So the Rishonim say a Chiddush, which you have to say, and that is that the assumption is that when you take out some of the oil, that will cause the flame to flicker for a moment, because there will be a crisis, if you will, within the oil itself. All of it, for a slight moment, will be pulled away from the wick, or it's a good possibility, a high likelihood that will be pulled away from wick. So for a split moment, there will be a slight kibui, and that is going to be the chashash when it comes to kibui. That's these halachas. One interesting thing that we're going to see later on, what this will conclude, is that there is an idea of leaving a shomer, of having a shomer there to remind you that you're not going to be to be mechabe, to be yata, and so on and so forth. So to this day, Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita has this din of shomer. He's choshesh for shomer. He won't learn on Shabbos by the candles without someone there being his shomer to make sure that he wouldn't be shemiyata. So I read somewhere that he's worried that he's going to come to lean the candle, like Chazal's concern with these candle, with these wicks, even the wicks that are good. So the question is, where does that chumra come from? So that will Amir Tashem touch on. That he's going to actually, because that was Chazal's original gzera. That was the original gzeira of Chazal, of Shem and Yeh. It is far-fetched. It is far-fetched. Yeah, yeah. So just humorously, they say he got up one time, middle of his learning, and he walked over to the candles, and the shomer jumped up, and he said, Rebbe, don't do it. So he said, I was just testing you if you were a good shomer. Just anyhow, the halacha, we don't follow that chumrah. If you're using the appropriate candles, then in such a case, you don't need a shomer. Where that chumrah comes from, that we could discuss another time. But that's the basic halacha, that if you have these appropriate wicks, and then in such a case, you don't have the problem with shemiyata.